If daily inspirational scripture moment is inspiring you and you would like to support Pastor Ginger E. Williams Ministries, you can do so at Cash App Pastor Ginger and PayPal.me/GCrudup. That is with a capital G, capital C, RUDUP. And I would like for you to know that I am available on other social media sites, providing prayer, Bible study, and sermons. You can also find me on Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok. Anchor.com distributes my podcasts on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Listen Notes, and Podbay.fm. Need a good read? You can go to Amazon.com and purchase my latest bio, a book about me, titled My Little Sister, written by Miss Ginger Eva Williams. Thank you for your listening ears, support, and donations. And make sure you click on the notification button to be the first inspired. Now let's go into today's inspirational scripture moment. Blessings, beautiful souls of light. This is Pastor Ginger E. Williams coming to you with daily inspirational scripture moment. We are continuing our series of a book I have written called My Little Sister, written by Miss Ginger E. Williams, in which you can find on Amazon.com. Beginning chapter 1, part 1. And I would say, life is not a bed of roses the majority of the time, but you learn to take the bitter with the sweet. Everything will not pan out to what you place in motion to do. You will have some good days and you will have some bad days, but the two together will mold you into a person who will either pursue the purpose and destiny locked inside of you, in which most people do, or you will allow life to swallow you up into a vacuum until you are consumed by your own thoughts, where you and only you will reside and go no further. There are situations in life that will throw you some heavy blows, and if you have not had the proper guidance and instructions from loved ones, family, and friends, these blows will throw you off course. Like in my case, I just wasn't raised in what society may call the model or ideal family structure. My mom and dad divorced early in my childhood when I was only a toddler. My two older brothers went to live with my biological dad, and I remained with my mom. I can remember when my mom and dad was together, and my household seemed very peaceful and fun. But after my mom left my dad, it seemed like my childhood took a turn. My mom's new boyfriend, who was very nice, had a nephew, if I can recall right, who one night came into my bedroom and began to fondle me. I could remember him telling my brothers not to say anything, and he kept asking me, did it hurt? I told him yes, but he kept doing it anyway. As a little girl, and at that time, I believe I was only about 4, had no clue as to what was going on. I don't remember if my brothers ever said anything to my mom about this particular molestation or not. I'm going to conclude right here. Stay tuned tomorrow for continuing the series on a book I've written called My Little Sister. And as always, have a wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. This has been Pastor Ginger E. Williams coming to you with daily inspirational scripture moment.